How many people have gone to a sporting event and seen up on the side John 3:16? Anybody seen that? Did you know that that's a new restaurant in Indianapolis? No. There were some people sitting at the 1991 NCAA championships, and they were wondering. They had never heard John 3:16 or John 3:17, and they wondered if it was a new restaurant in Indianapolis, and they were going to try it out. But for us in Wesley, we know that to be, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that they may not suffer death, but would have life. Now, there's an interesting part of that, and it's the reason I raise the issue today. It says, God so loved the world. What God says, usually God means. So we can understand that, number one, that God loves you and I, each of us. But God also loves the people around us that we may not know, and the people around us that we may know and not like, and the people of other nations, and the people who don't look like us. God loves the whole kit and caboodle. In fact, not only does God love human beings, but I think God loves aardvarks, dolphins, whales, squid, all the rest, maybe even trees. And so that is the context in which Wesley, as a community of faith, lives its life, thinking and believing that God loves all that God has made, including everybody we meet. And that is why this day happens. This day happens because we know that Wesley Church is a part of a larger community. We know that each of us live in neighborhoods around Fairfax County and many parts of the world that are interrelated with other people. We know that we're not allowed just to sit behind our walls and our doors. And we know that hard work is done by a lot of people that we don't ever see or we see at other times. Today's a celebration of that knowledge in a way. We have a chance to have some young people. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at some faces that I know. And I like most of them. They're pretty cool. And you know, parents, you're doing a pretty good job. They're pretty neat kids. I watch them, even in their mischievousness, they're kind of funny and they're neat. And so it's nice to have them welcome. We also have the chance to welcome some very important people to our community. I'm going to ask her to stand because she just likes to, she just needs to be embarrassed as many times. Sharon, will you please stand? This young lady is Sharon Aldrich, who is the principal at Woodley Hills, and she is a delight and a wonderful. Now, know that some of the members here at Wesley also work for her, so they clapped extra loud. I'm going to also ask the teachers at Woodley Hills that are with us to stand today, too. The school is a wonderful, wonderful school. Is it the perfect school? Well, no, of course not. Are we the perfect church? Of course not. Are you the perfect person? Of course not. But they're wonderful and they do a great job and we're so thankful for them. This is all to say that, you know, sometimes we wonder if we can ever make a difference in the world. Sometimes we wonder if there is anything we can do to make life better. And I got to tell you, I believe there is. I believe that it's important for us to vote and to be aware of what's going around in the world around us. But you know, we don't have to vote every day. And we don't usually have the time to write a letter to the editor or to our congressman every day. And I also think it's important for each of us to live life the very best way we can and to have the kind of character and integrity that helps us to stay out of trouble, to do what is right, and to be a productive member of society. But you know what? That's sometimes kind of private. There are, I believe, between the extreme of our private life and the extreme of our national life, three places that are really, really important. And the first of those places, and this is really important, where we can do something to develop children that are prepared to meet the future. Some of you have heard me say that I'm more concerned not about what will happen in the future and leaving a world for our children that is good, though that's not a bad thing to do. I am more concerned about what kind of children we're going to leave to face whatever future challenges might come. And so there are three places where I believe we have the obligation and the joy to participate in the development of young people and the strengthening of our communities and the building up of security, both internally for families and for our neighborhoods. The first place is our homes. I am so proud of the parents and the hard work that they do in the life of their children. Every child needs a safe and secure home. And by providing that and the guidance, we give an opportunity to a young life to blossom and flourish. This is something we're all concerned of. It's not a question of Wesley's faith, of Methodist faith, or even just the Christian faith. The home is so very important. Taking the time to attend to our homes, our home life, and making it secure and safe and loving is a way in which we can transform the world. The second place where we have that opportunity is in our communities of faith. One of the things that we have to understand is not everybody can or should be a Methodist. I'm going to get in trouble for this. Not everybody is going to be a Christian. But it doesn't matter. If they have faith, and if they live their life firmly, we need to be able to support that. That's what it means to have freedom of worship, to let our spiritual life blossom and grow, to shape our children and shape our world. Do you know that there are 21 religions that have the golden rule in it? The golden rule is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And for Christians, it's in Matthew 5. But there's only two religions in the whole world that do not have that. And that would be Satanism and white supremacy. Every other religion you could name, every person here is a part of, if you have a religious faith beyond those two, has it in their tradition to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so our faith communities, whatever they are a place where we can develop, enhance, and build our communities and our strength. And the third place is in our community institutions, like our schools. I've got to tell you, they're wonderful people doing wonderful things, but they sure could use more wonderful people doing more wonderful things. Our medical care, our social service organizations, all of these, our neighborhoods, are a place where we can live and build security. How many people know everybody that lives around them? You know, make a neighborhood. Many of us grew up around here in neighborhoods where we were always sort of being taken care of by the village. How many people here got in trouble because somebody's mom saw them doing something they shouldn't have been doing? You know, it happened. It didn't matter that my mom didn't see it. It was good enough that Gary Graham's mom saw it because I was going to get a paddling no matter what. Either way, a kind of neighborhood community that allows us to love each other in the midst of daily life, to take care of each other, and make each other secure. Three places where any of us can make a difference: our home, our neighborhood, our community. community and our faith communities. My hope and I wish is that this is a celebration of that today as we welcome our friends around the neighborhood and our teachers and administrators from Woodley Hills. I hope that it's a place where you would be willing to go forth and serve in those local places, those very precious places, so that we have the kind of neighborhoods, kind of community we can all be proud of. Let us pray. Lord, thank you so much for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your love. Help us to take care of our children and each other in the many ways you offer us in the dailiness of life. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for each other. In your name we pray. Amen.